1988.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you'd like here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, that is the Pro XPN toll free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
All right, so of course you can call in about anything that you want. That is the point of this radio program, where you may take control of said airwaves. We also bring things to the table to discuss. And there's this open letter to Peter Schiff. Now, who is Peter Schiff?
Well, Peter Schiff ran for Congress, or I guess I should say he attempted to run for Congress in Connecticut a couple of years ago, losing in the Republican primary to Linda McMahon, the wife of Vince McMahon from pro wrestling fame. Peter Schiff is...
I thought she lost the election, too.
She lost in the general election. Okay. He lost the primary,
the primary to her.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Peter Schiff is also... I forget the title that he has with Euro-Pacific... basically he loves gold, and he wants the Treasury to issue pieces of paper that say backed by gold,
which is a big deal in the, you know, money freedom movement. A lot of people like,
but having government issue the pieces of paper doesn't give you monetary freedom.
Oh no, certainly not. I don't know if he's actually, is he an Austrian economist, or is
I got the impression that that's the case. Yeah.
But he still believes in having a centralized government currency.
He's definitely a greenbacker.
Yeah. Well, I think that what's clear, that's not a greenback. A greenback is the government issuing its own currency, and it doesn't necessarily have to be it could be a fiat currency. It's just the government issuing its own currency.
Right. He wants the Treasury to issue the currency.
I don't know that that's... Exactly, yeah.
That's what he said in debates when he was running for Congress.
Not entirely specific. Okay, so I'm willing to go ahead and say this, that when the United States government divorced its currency from gold backing, essentially its monetary responsibility went out the window. That it ceased to have monetary responsibility. So the world, the United States was better when its currency was backed by gold. However, I do not advocate the United States government back its currency by gold simply because it would only prolong the institution known as the state. That's what my problem is. I think it's governments do better when they have gold-backed, specie-backed, or some kind of value-backed currency.
So your preference would be for there to be no centralized currency whatsoever and have the market decide what currency should be.
Right. I mean, I don't advocate for good things for robbers and monopolists that use violence to prevent other people from competing in their arena is equivalent, in my opinion, to a robber. So I don't advocate robbers do the right thing to do their business well.
So Peter Schiff is this financial guy. He's an investment character and seems to kind of...
I've got money with Peter Schiff as a disclosure here.
Okay, that's interesting.
I invest with Europac, the Euro-Pacific. Yep.
So I do not. I met the guy briefly. He's been at some of these conferences, these Liberty conferences that we've been to. And he is definitely somebody who is, you know, one of those gold guys. And I like gold. I think gold is beautiful, and it's worth money to people. And gold and silver have historically been great hedges against inflation.
They're also sort of things that you can put your money in to sort of preserve wealth.
Right, right. I mean, Bitcoin is the reason I brought this up in the first place, because apparently Peter Schiff has been talking about Bitcoin quite a bit recently. And that has led to a lot of conversations because a lot of people pay attention to what this guy has to say. Yeah. And he's not exactly friendly towards it, is he? You listened to an interview today with him and Eric Voorhees, who is actually kind of a friend of the show. He's been a sponsor in the past, as I understand it.
And it will be in the future, actually.
Great.
So I would say that, you know, Peter Schiff is a sponsor of the show, too, in the past. So,
okay.
You know, being entirely clear here, I would say he's come around to the idea of virtual currency. Mm-hmm. He, however, has a belief that a virtual currency should be backed by gold. He wants a virtual currency that is backed by gold. He thinks that bitcoins are a good idea, but way overvalued, and that people who get in them now...
How in the world would you do that? How would you have a virtual currency backed by gold?
Essentially...
Some centralized company would have to fulfill gold orders, right? Like,
well,
so if you
several years ago, there was a company called eGold,
mm-hmm.
and they tried to do that.
But that was actually gold, right? I mean, you were... I guess I'm confused about
okay,
what
that
means.
It'd be relatively easy. So you use the Bitcoin model. You take that open source thing,
yep.
and you create a, one gold coin for every ounce of gold that you have. And you keep that gold in a vault. And so when you procure more ounces of gold for your vault, you issue more coins. You have some kind of third-party registration that says, yes, that's how much money is in the vault. We just counted it. It's right. And you have this virtual currency that can be traded around. Whenever anybody wants to get the gold, they can pay you to ship the amount of gold that you have eGold coins
just
for.
It just doesn't make gold. Sense to me as somebody who has a limited grasp on how exactly the Bitcoin network works. Having just some third party come audit a bank vault isn't the same as having third party checks on transactions thousands upon thousands of times. So let me digress.
Well, the transactions could still be tracked through the same Bitcoin network. I'm just saying that you would issue the coins. In the way that bitcoins are mined, there's a static amount of them. There will be 21 million total. It's a little bit of a misleading number, since, in fact, there are 100 million satoshis in each bitcoin. So there's 100 million times 21 million potential bitcoins, which is a lot of darn bitcoins, and it's some number larger that I can – not bitcoins, but satoshis. And it's much larger than I know. So what I'm claiming is you use the Bitcoin network – and you only issue one Bitcoin or one gold coin, we'll call it, or G coin. We'll call it a G coin because gold coin gets a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
You issue one G coin for every ounce of gold you have. So if I do this, I've got, say, 10 ounces of gold I start with.
Uh-huh.
I issue 10 G coins.
Yeah.
And anybody can send me, once they send me a G coin, they can then verify their address with me, and I'll send them whatever ounce of gold they want from me. I'll send it to them as long as they pay to send it off. But otherwise, they can just send it around.
I get what you're saying, but I'm trying to think of how this would work in a way that people would trust it, and it just doesn't make sense to me, because each individual in this network would then you'd have to trust that they're going to send the coins out, and there's like this human factor there.
No, Ian, I'm not saying they keep it themselves. I'm seeing it. Look, if you do any kind of currency,
the gold?
The issuer of the G coins.
So they would be centralized, is what you're saying.
Yes, they absolutely would be centralized.
Right, that's what I was saying in the first place, and then you were saying that, I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood what you were saying. This whole system of gold backed.
No, you were saying how the validation would occur, and I said absolutely it can be validated.
You're saying if it's one central location and that's being constantly audited and then trusted by everybody in the network.
The only way you
can create
trust.
The nice thing about Bitcoin is you don't have to know who the other people are, and everything is trustworthy because the code is open source.
That's correct.
And you don't have to shuffle around real life product with Bitcoin. And as far as I'm concerned, Bitcoin can be backed by gold. Just buy some gold with Bitcoins. There you go. You want gold for your bitcoins? Someone will probably sell you some gold for some bitcoins.
I'm sure they have...
Amagi Metals will do that.
Yeah, there's another one called Bullion. I can't remember what it is, but just search Bitcoin Bullion.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to wrap my head around how somebody could think that a network like Bitcoin could somehow in any way have gold backing to it. It just doesn't work for me unless you're going to do this centralized currency thing, but that's not like Bitcoin. That's not at all like Bitcoin.
Well, that's the difficulty with having a currency, basing a currency on gold is that you put gold in a vault.
Yeah,
and traditionally, throughout human history, whenever you put gold in a vault,
some government
comes along. They say that gold is the currency of kings, and I love that. It's a statement that sells gold. There's no doubt about it. But let's not forget that means that kings come along and steal the vaults full of gold. If a vault of gold is big enough, some government is going to come along and seize it.
So I think this whole idea of having a gold-backed cryptocurrency is ridiculous, and it's not even ever going to happen. And if it did ever happen, nobody would trust it. More coming up here. You can take control as well. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have on our site. We do give them away, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, it's no problem. Just go to freetalklive.com, click, and download as many episodes as you like. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
Forcefieldenergy.com is a company that that does LED installations on an industrial level, mostly in Latin American countries, but, you know, I'm sure they'll take the business in, if they get it in mainland United States. And I think they've got an exclusivity agreement in Ireland, too. One of the things that, you know, some people wrote me in concern about Force Field Energy. Why are you guys promoting Force Field Energy? Well, because I believe in the company. This could be a pump and dump. People love to talk about pump and dumps when it comes to stocks. But here's one of the reasons why you don't have to worry about that.
What is a pump and dump?
A pump and dump is, you know, sort of to promote a stock. And then everybody who's got it sells off, you know, at like a particular time. And then, you know, the consumers are left holding the bag. Well, here's who'd be left holding the bag at this point. It would be the management of Force Field Energy, because they are contractually disallowed from selling any of their stock until, I think it's December of 2014, but it's certainly sometime in past the midpoint of 2014. So this would be a terrible thing for them to do because, you know, they're in it for the long haul. They get their compensation in stock, and this is a really good thing. This is one of the reasons that I find ForceFieldEnergy.com to be comforting as a company, is because their management is in it for the long haul. They don't have they have a huge stake in the company doing well. SeekingAlpha.com agrees, as does WallStreetCheatSheet.com, that they're in the right industry at the right time. It's ForceFieldEnergy.com. Their ticker symbol is FNRG. Look, you've got to do your research. It's your money. You're responsible for your money. But I'm responsible for mine, and I've done my research, and if you'll do yours, you'll come to the same conclusion that I have, that FNRG, that's ForceFieldEnergy.com, is a buy.
So we're talking about gold, and by the way, if you want to get some gold and silver, I recommend gold.freetalklive.com. I love Bitcoin, but I also like gold and silver. I think that it's important to not put all your eggs in one basket. I think that you know, that's really a bad investment strategy. So having something that's real, I think, is also important, and that, you know, you can store, and it'll generally do a good job holding its value against the always inflating dollar. And Bitcoin is, and again, that's gold.freetalklive.com, but Bitcoin is this new world. I mean, it's a totally, it's the frontier of money, essentially. This has never been done before.
Yeah, it's a new idea. And the idea is that something of value can be created on the internet. Now, that's not a particularly new idea. It's just that it's an acknowledgement of what's so, is that people will pay for things that are on the internet. Bitcoin is designed as a currency to assign units to particular people, or I guess private key holders.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get an account, you get a private key, and those Bitcoins are yours. No one can wrest them from your private key. It is not possible where a government can come in and steal the gold in a vault.
Well, they could come and wrest your private key from you.
Right, they could threaten to shoot you and take your password, but I'm just saying that they may not. You have to, at some voluntary level, like a government can shoot you and open your vault.
Yes.
But they can't shoot you and open your Bitcoin vault. It's not possible. They can threaten you, and maybe you can give up your password, maybe you won't, whatever the situation may be, but it adds a level of security that simply things in the real world don't have.
Yeah, that's true. So there's an open letter here to Peter Schiff that I thought was worth sharing over on Reddit, submitted by Eric Voorhees, who was apparently interviewed on Schiff's show today.
I heard that.
And he addresses some of the things, you know, after the fact.
Maybe I actually shared it on Facebook.freetalklive.com.
Oh, great. That he may not have been able to address on the air during their conversation about Bitcoin. So he says, Dear Peter, it was a privilege and an honor to be a guest on your radio show today. I've been a fan of yours for more than 5 years. You were one of the reasons I discovered Austrian economics and, in turn, Bitcoin. And your eloquent explanation of consumption versus production in an economy has guided my outlook of the world ever since. So thank you sincerely for what you've taught me and for the opportunity to appear on your show. It was a really special moment for me. While we had some valuable discussion today, I felt a follow-up was appropriate to better articulate my points. You're right to be highly skeptical of such a new technology and monetary system. But please, take the time to ensure your skepticism.
We certainly were.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Ian, when we met Gavin Andreessen here in Keene, he came up to talk to us about this new currency back in January 2011?
Yeah.
We were skeptical.
If we weren't skeptical, we would have bought then and gotten 27 cent Bitcoins.
Yeah, that would have been great.
So, yeah, we were definitely skeptical. We kind of had to get dragged into it to some extent. So please take the time to ensure your skepticism doesn't blind you from what I humbly suggest is one of the most important tools for human freedom ever conceived. I think this is particularly useful because Eric is a liberty-minded guy. He's come to a number of Porcupine Freedom Festivals. He's moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He has also attended the Liberty Forums in the past. I don't know if he'll be coming this year, but he is definitely a doer, a mover, and a shaker in the world of Bitcoin as well. I believe he's currently involved in, is it Coinapult?
Coinapult, yeah.
So, but he's also been involved in Satoshi's Circle?
Satoshi Dice and BitInstant.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, he's had his hands in a few pretty important Bitcoin-related projects. So not only is he knowledgeable about Bitcoin, but he also believes in the ideas of liberty. Because Bitcoin's an awesome currency on its own and transaction, you know, financial system, but there are real reasons why Bitcoin is particularly valuable to those of us who get what freedom really means. People like you, perhaps. So, first, the fundamentals. Bitcoin must always be considered as two things. The payment network and the currency units. So the payment network is Bitcoin, and the currency units are Bitcoins. Condemnations of the latter can often be resolved with an understanding of the former. Satoshi, who is the man who, or woman, who originally wrote and released the Bitcoin software, or the code, Satoshi, he says, should have named them differently to avoid this initial confusion.
I agree.
And one thing to point out is that the payment network, Bitcoin, singular is spelled with a capital B.
Whereas I always wondered when you would capitalize them and when you wouldn't.
The currency units are with a lowercase b.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that.
So he says, when you suggest that Bitcoins have zero intrinsic value, you're only considering the currency unit itself and ignoring the payment network.
Okay, so this whole conversation about intrinsic value and what is an intrinsic value is sort of something that libertarians love to hash about. And I've got to say, I don't think there is intrinsic value.
He's about to make that argument here.
Okay. Now, if intrinsic...
Because of the hash.
What's that? Because of the hashing, I see. The hash. Yeah. It's a little pun. That's very funny. So, yes, you hash to create Bitcoins. I think that there's no intrinsic value. Value is established by human desire. But if you're going to claim that there is intrinsic value through utility, then the Bitcoin network has utility, so you cannot claim that Bitcoins have no intrinsic value unless you can claim that nothing has intrinsic value. A pile of gold the size of Mount Everest has no intrinsic value if nobody wants it.
Let's come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE, your thoughts are welcome. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about Bitcoin, though it's certainly in a lot of people's minds these days. The financial news has been reporting on Bitcoin all over the place. Even the New York Times took a shot against Bitcoin just this weekend. And a lot of people are threatened by it. We'll get back into it here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we've got a bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com is the location. That's where you can go. It's free, just like the rest of the features on our site. bbs.freetalklive.com. It's basically the Free Talk Live forums. Now, maybe you want to launch your own website, or maybe you already have a website, but it's looking kind of decrepit, a little old, a little dated. Maybe you want to get something fresh that's easy to put together and graphically pleasing. You can do that in moments by going to squarespace.com. You enter your email address to get started with a free trial. There's no credit card information required up front. You get started with a free trial account, and you immediately can begin creating your own attractive modern styled website. You are presented with dozens of themes from which to choose. Pick a theme that's more appropriate for what you're planning on doing. Maybe you're an artist, you want to display your wares. You can do a portfolio theme that's more designed for that. Or maybe a blog is something you're looking to do. You can create a blog-based site. You can also have e-commerce built into your sites as well. So, again, squarespace.com makes it so easy to put together your own website. It's drag and drop. You can drag and drop to add content from your desktop and even rearrange the elements of the content within the page. And they've also got 24/7 support. So you get hung up on something, it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. But if you get confused, you can touch with their support department, and they are there for you all day, every single day. When you're ready to upgrade to their hosting package and get the proper version of Squarespace, it's $8 per month. That's where it starts. And that includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year at once. So you can do that for $8 a month. You can also get 10% off that price by using the Free Talk Live discount code, which is FTL, and the number 12. That's FTL 12 at squarespace.com. Okay, just get started with your free trial tonight and go and see for yourself how incredibly attractive the themes are on this, and of course very customizable as well. So sure, you can plug and play and just kind of roll with it as is, or you can get in there and you can tweak whatever aspect pretty much of the site that that you want to. It's it makes it easy to use for people that are not experienced doing web design, but even people who are experienced doing web design can get into the, you know, the nitty-gritty if they will, if they want to, with Squarespace. It's all possible. Squarespace.com.
So when you're tweaking, do you need to know HTML?
Well, no. I mean, there's obviously changes you can make using their menuing system, but what I mean is if you do know HTML, you can go that deep with Squarespace, as I understand it. But as far as just building your own website, it's plug and play. So Squarespace.com. We're talking about Bitcoin and the intrinsic value, or as Mark is arguing, there is no such thing as intrinsic value because value is based on what people believe it is.
I don't know what I think, really, as far as what intrinsic value is. I'm just arguing that if you claim that there is intrinsic value, that Bitcoin has it. That intrinsic, you don't get to slip and slide on what intrinsic value means. That because Bitcoin is virtual, that does not mean that it has no intrinsic value.
Mm-hmm.
Because the internet is virtual, and to suggest that the internet has no value is clearly Neanderthal position.
Well, this is sort of rings similar to one of the objections that I had when I first heard about Bitcoin, and that is that, well, what's it backed by?
Was
my question. Well, it's not backed by anything. Well, actually, there is a backing if you want to look at it that way, and that is the network that we're talking about here. The fact that the Bitcoin network is all of the computers that are running the Bitcoin software, however many hundreds of thousands of computers those are, that's the backing. The network itself is the utility, as you were discussing previously, Mark. But let's let Eric Voorhees make the case.
Hold on. To play devil's advocate before we get into this a little bit, could one not argue then that the U.S. dollar has backing because there are millions of people that are part of the United States government?
You could argue that.
And enforce the legal tender laws.
But that's the problem, is the force behind the dollar makes it competing on an unfair playing field.
Well, I think that it's clear the dollar does have backing. It does have backing.
The backing of the threat of force.
Well, it's not just the backing of the threat of force. It's the backing of the labor, because the dollar is it's a debt note.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Treasury says to the Federal Reserve, we wish to have money. Please issue us some money, and we will issue a T-note. And that T-note is issued, and then the Federal Reserve gives the government money. And so that's how those things work. How is the government going to pay back that money? Ostensibly with tax money that it takes from people. And it claims, essentially, with your citizenship agreement, or whatever that they claim is an agreement, with your citizenship arrangement, they claim to own a certain amount of your labor. So the government's money is backed by something. It's backed by you. When they say it's backed by you, they really mean it, in your confidence in it. Because if you refuse to go to work and give the government a portion of your wages, then they wouldn't really get anything and be able to pay this back. Now, of course, they can continue to obviously, they can take as much debt on as they want, and that in and of itself is another problem. But that's really, the government's money is backed by slavery, essentially. The new type of slavery.
Indeed. So, back to Voorhees. This is his open letter to Peter Schiff about Bitcoin. He's talking about the payment network Bitcoin versus the Bitcoins. So, he says you have to think of Bitcoin as two things, the payment network and the currency units themselves. So he says that when you suggest the bitcoins have zero intrinsic value, you're only considering the currency unit, but you're ignoring the payment network. And he says, I prefer the term utility over intrinsic value because all value is subjective to the valuer. I may indeed admit that bitcoins as currency units all by themselves have no fundamental utility and are completely uninteresting. But, and this is absolutely critical, the payment network has vast utility. In fact, this network is probably one of the most valuable and consequential technologies currently on the planet. Some of us realized this a few years ago. Others are realizing it now, and many more will realize it in the future. The Bitcoin network is, fundamentally, a ledger of title controlled by no man. Ponder that for a moment. The transmission of value and ownership has thus just been severed from the state, not by impotent voting, but by the technological achievement of man.
Bam! I mean, that's what really it comes down to. Think how powerful that is. Up until now, someone said, well, I'm sorry, you know as well as I do, there's bad people out there, and we're going to have the government to decide who owns the cars and who owns the property, who owns the airspace, and who owns this and who owns that. I mean, for God's sakes, who else can you trust to be, be fair? Who else? Well, and the reality is the government isn't fair. The government, we know, rewards its friends and punishes its enemies. If you don't think that's true, how many police officers are going to give their mom a speeding ticket? Now, that's pretty clear, and I don't want a police officer that's willing to give his mom a ticket. Because to me, that shows just how authoritarian an individual could be. But Bitcoin Network shows no favorites. There are no favorites in the Bitcoin Network. It's not possible for there to be.
Now, during the show, you agreed that perhaps this payment network has utility. So if the network, that is Bitcoin with a capital B, has utility and only one currency is accepted on this network, that is Bitcoins, and those Bitcoins are scarce, then should not those units themselves command a market price? Who knows what the price should be, but there should be a price, no? Any good that is useful and scarce will have a price. Consider that air is useful but not scarce, and fish with three eyes are scarce but not useful. Thus, no price for either of them. Because the Bitcoin network is useful, and because only scarce Bitcoin currency units are permitted on this network, the Bitcoins themselves have a price. Indeed, they must have a price until the network is no longer useful, or the coins are no longer scarce. We'll come back with more here in a moment about what Bitcoin really is. I think Eric does a great job of really kind of explaining some of this. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more. Your thoughts, welcome. Also, brand new station to welcome tonight. We'll say hello to them and our new listeners in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
You know the seven main nightmare scenarios created by runaway spending, instant money creation, and government madness? Every single one of them has the potential to totally wipe you and your family out forever. As the U.S. government gets more desperate by the day, there are no limits to what they'll do next. Capital controls, retirement account seizures, gold confiscation. Now is the time to plan for your financial future before Big Brother steals everything you've ever earned. It's already happened in countries around the world, and it's heading for American soil. Seven of the world's foremost financial experts, like Peter Schiff, have just released their predictions for what's coming next in the U.S. and what you can do to protect yourself. This free report shares info on how to avoid being a slave to the IRS, the NSA, and the federal government. You need to read these predictions now, before it's too late. Get the free report by going to freetalklive.com and clicking on the Economic Nightmares banner. That's freetalklive.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything. Coming up, Daryl's going to tell us about violent crime and why it's apparently rare in Iceland. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, though, here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about bitcoins and, you know, giving some more detail on and trying to help, I guess, new people understand what they're all about. Help me understand, too. I'm certainly no expert on them. I'm a fan of them, but I can't say I've ever read the source code or anything like that. I don't think we're going to get that deep into it. But nonetheless, as you hear us discussing bitcoins, as we will at some point again in the future, because we like bitcoins, you're also going to hear about some great sponsors of the show. In fact, there's one of them that can help you get bitcoins. I was hanging out with some people that were visiting last night. We had the Bitcoin meetup here in Keene. About 20 people came out to said Bitcoin meetup this week, which was awesome. And there were a couple here that were visiting from Chicago, looking, you know, considering to make a move here as part of the Free State Project. And anyway, they were talking about how difficult it was for them to get bitcoins, and they said that, you know, they were looking at one of the exchanges, BTCE, and looking at the ways to get money, to get U.S. dollars into that exchange so they could then buy bitcoins. And I said, you know, I've looked at that too, and it's really difficult to get money into those exchanges. I mean, you've got to go through some usually questionable payment system, you've got to give up credit card information, and the fees are on the low end like 7%. So I suggested they check out cashintocoins.com, and not just because they're a sponsor of the show, but because they do what they say they're going to do.
Yes,
and they do it cheap.
Yeah, and easy.
Yeah, and it's easy. Cashintocoins.com, they're safe, they're easy, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Simple stuff. You go to cashintocoins.com. We've all done it here in the studio. I've done it more than once. Go to cashintocoins.com. You select the bank of your choice. There's Bank of America, Wells Fargo, or a credit union with shared branching. So they have to have shared branching. But there's a lot of credit unions that have shared branching.
Yes.
And so you select the bank of your choice. Then cashintocoins.com gives you deposit information. You go to the bank, deposit the cash that you want into that deposit account. You get the receipt, take a picture of it, send it off to Cash Into Coins. And then within 15 minutes to a few hours, they're going to send you the bitcoins that cash buys. And it's that simple. And it's very affordable. The fees are low. In fact, on Wednesdays, it's 1% Wednesdays. You can't. Is that not true?
I don't know if they have. I think that might have been a November
promotion.
So, well, please
check on that for me, will you?
I will do that. I don't know if that applies this month.
is it still true that you can order $40 worth of Bitcoins for no fee?
Yes.
Okay, great. So in that case, I'm going to give you that copy. You can update that as necessary.
Terribly sorry.
There were some really great deals, and I imagine he'll come up with some other promotionals in the future if that has indeed changed. But even the regular fee is incredible. It was 3% when I went, and I got some on a Friday. And I consider that to be very, very good because I've bought Bitcoins with cash through other services in the past, and the fees were not that low at all.
It's true.
So cashintocoins.com. Go get your Bitcoins tonight or tomorrow when the bank's open. So 855, 450 free. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We're sharing with you an open letter about Bitcoins to Peter Schiff. Now, Peter Schiff is a kind of a gold bug guy, and I like gold and silver. I've got some.
He's a big name in the Liberty Movement. A lot of people respect him. He manages money and also thoroughly invested in gold.
But he's a big-time skeptic when it comes to Bitcoin, and Eric Voorhees is a big-time advocate of Bitcoin. And
I'm not sure that he's the biggest skeptic of Bitcoin. He's, at the very least, the most articulate and has the best points and the biggest microphone of people that are skeptical of Bitcoin.
Eric describes him as a skeptic in this article.
All right.
So, and he says it's good to be skeptical of these things. However, if you are skeptical to the point where you don't buy any Bitcoin, then you won't possibly benenit from Bitcoin going up in price. And it does certainly seem to have a tendency to do that, although
done that so far.
Anything is possible. So he's talking about the difference between the payment network of Bitcoin, with a capital B, and then Bitcoins, which are the currency itself, and how Bitcoins are scarce, and the payment network is useful, so therefore Bitcoins have a market price. And he says it's not magic, it's not a Ponzi scheme or elaborate fraud, it's just the market pricing something that it finds useful. As the network grows in usage, as more companies adopt Bitcoin, Daryl, did you purchase a domain name this weekend?
I did, but I did not use Bitcoin.
You could have, however.
I could have.
Now, Namecheap is the provider that you went through to buy that domain name, and they announced earlier this year that they were going to begin accepting Bitcoin. Our very own sponsor, ProXPN, is accepting Bitcoin now. So lots of companies in a lot of places.
WordPress.
There's some new Chinese telecom company, a major telecom provider in China, has announced they're accepting Bitcoin. So,
well, the news of people who are accepting it is getting to be so rapid that I can't even remember.
It's hard to follow
who they are, but I can tell you that places like Gift and eGifter, when they, they accept Bitcoins and they sell gift cards to major retailers like Walmart and that sort of thing.
So you can buy with Bitcoin gift cards for anybody that doesn't accept Bitcoin.
Essentially, yes. You can, at this point, you can go through CVS. I think that these companies have CVS gift cards and things like that. So you're almost to the level of being able to buy just about anything with Bitcoins.
I spoke with someone about a week ago who told me that they bought a Target gift card on Gift, GYFT.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to Target and used the Target gift card to purchase a gas gift card and went and bought gas. So essentially, in two steps, they filled up their car with gas using Bitcoin.
Yeah, and really the only thing is, the only question is, when will a gasoline vendor start accepting Bitcoin directly?
And this is the thing, to me, that really sort of separates Bitcoin from all the other cryptocurrencies out there and puts it into the realm of successful to me. It's gone from I'm a skeptic as to I'd love to see what Bitcoin can do to it's pretty obvious to me that Bitcoin's going to succeed. And this is why, because there are so many major vendors accepting Bitcoin and many more are looking.
Hasn't it already succeeded? I mean, now flirting with the cost of gold.
No. The value of Bitcoin, as people are willing to pay for it, is interesting, but it is does not speak to the utility.
But it's an indicator that it is useful, because otherwise people wouldn't pay for it.
But what's the indicator of Litecoin? Litecoin's at $30
right now. Well, that's speculation.
That's exactly right, and that's the point I'm trying to make here, is that speculation can drive up the price of something, but it's not speculation as to whether Bitcoin is a currency right now, because you can buy just about anything you want with it. You can essentially, if you wanted to go through all kinds of, basically you could live your life with Bitcoin. It's not as easy as using U.S. dollars, there's no doubt, but it can be done.
If you go to coinmap.org, you can see 1,370 places on the map that accept
the world?
Bitcoin.
That's the whole world, right?
The entire world.
Yep.
And this is just getting off the ground.
This map just started, like, the other day, from what I can tell. And
I think the map at this point is not even, like,
it could use
it's not
some
a
work.
Good example of what one can do with Bitcoin. I mean,
right. This is just what's on this website that people have submitted on their own.
Yeah,
this started up, what, last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe?
It's pretty fresh.
I heard about it on Peace News Now with Derek J. Freeman. So let's get back to the story here. He says it's not magic. It's not a Ponzi scheme. He says that as the network grows in usage, its utility subsequently grows, and thus scarce Bitcoins appreciate further. Those who grab the coins in the early days benefit hugely, just as those prospectors grabbing nuggets of gold out of the California foothills did in the early days of the gold rush.
True. And those people, a lot of people would say, well, those people are, why should they benefit from being first on board?
They had vision.
Well, plus that the
we're
very fact, the very fact that you've gone through the effort to purchase a Bitcoin is work, right? Like
takes a little effort.
You have spent calories and done something. So because you and people would agree that work has different levels of value. Because what you did essentially is to promote Bitcoin early on, and the more promotion of Bitcoin you do, no one would claim that a PR person, a promoter, has no value. So by buying, you're promoting. By talking to people you're promoting, most of the early adopters of Bitcoin did that, or many of them did. And all these things have value. So, yes, it's legitimate that people should benefit who got on early.
Gold is not a pyramid scheme merely because the earlier acquirers profit from it later, or profit from later subsequent adoption and demand.
Right. And everybody who's leveled, and I didn't hear Peter Schiff say Ponzi scheme, but everybody who's leveled the term Ponzi scheme at Bitcoin either doesn't know what a Ponzi scheme is, or is a big fat liar.
So to adequately claim that Bitcoins ought to have no price, which is the implicit assumption from your claim on national television that Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme, so apparently not in the interview, Mark, but on a different
I didn't hear him
TV
say
interview, you must demonstrate that the Bitcoin network has no utility. As someone who has transferred $100,000 worth of value to another person instantly in another country on a Sunday when banks were closed, no less, I'm confident that you will not succeed in this demonstration. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts, whether it's on Bitcoin or something else entirely. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save. You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.